This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking with Gary Byrne. The book is Crisis of Character. He was a former White House Secret Service officer, and he is very frank and upfront with us, and that I appreciate very, very much. Sean, you would ask about a Jackson Hole airplane crash. Gary, your response to that, please.
Yeah, so the tragedy of that is that one of the gentlemen on there, he was a technical services division officer. His name was Aldo Francois, and his son was a uniform division officer. And basically what happened was, is the plane, this is how I know the story, and I'm not disputing what your caller is saying, but this is what I know. They were taken off of Jackson Hole. It was a C-130, and the Air Force pilot was not too familiar with taking off from there, and they didn't get enough altitude, and they basically flew into the side of the mountain. And of course, my coworker lost his father. The whole crew was killed. And the only thing that I remember being told that was on the airplane, now this is, again, my story comes from the Secret Service, so, you know, this is what they told us was, the plane was loaded with technical services division equipment, you know, like see-through armor, you know, bullet-resistant glass. A lot of different other armor platings that they use for when the president moves around and stuff. That's what we were told was on the plane. I know Aldo lost his father, so and it was tragic. And it had some ramifications in the Secret Service. So I do remember very well, though.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that, Sean. Now, the question of Hillary's getting into office, I don't think anyone that listens to this program would ever vote for her. I don't know of anyone in this audience, because we've asked for people to call in before.
Right.
So I don't think we need to do any religious conversions here at this point. However, you know, the implications are huge. What do you think the implications might be if she got into office?
Well, we're going to see 4 to 8 years of the same scandal to scandal to scandal with all these bizarre lying spin cycles and, you know, the support of mainstream media jumping right into it. And we've just had a perfect example. Let's work backwards. The latest scandal that was coming out yesterday and the day before is the DNC. Now, first of all, I disagree with any time anybody's act is illegal, but the information's out there, and it clearly shows that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, was engaging or helping the Clintons squash Bernie Sanders' message and making sure she was the presumptive nominee. That's against the rules, and not to mention, you know, there's millions of supporters of Bernie Sanders who just got steamrolled for no reason. And then you go back to her email scandal with the State Department. You know, she's lied to us for months and months, and anybody that worked around her that was in the Secret Service or the White House staff knew flat out she was lying. Just like when the beginning of her campaign, when you heard her say, to try to tell the story about in Bosnia when they got off the airplane, they were under sniper fire. I laughed out loud. Everybody knew it was a lie. And then they, you know, look at the way, but this is a good example. Look at the way they tried to spin it and fix it. Oh, she was tired. Well, she told the story 3 different times on 3 different dates. And then when the video came forward and it was obvious that she was lying, that, you know, she got off the plane and kids were handing her flowers, you know, it was obvious. And then it was, well, she made a mistake. I'm sorry, she made a mistake about being shot at by snipers? You got it mixed up with the one, you know, before? It's just the constant lying. Because she's got nothing really to stand on except for years of disastrous. A lot of your young listeners might not know this, and I'll throw this out there, and then you can, you know, continue to ask me questions. You know, back in the 70s, we had a president named Richard Nixon, and he got caught doing something wrong. And Mrs. Clinton was a young lawyer. She was actually hired to work on the investigation of President Richard Nixon. She was hired by the Democratic Party, and then she was fired by the lead Democrat lawyer because he said she was dishonest and he couldn't trust her.
Oh, my gosh. We are out of time, unfortunately, Gary. I am so sorry. We'd love to continue this some other time. Love to have you back on the show. Awesome show. Thank you so much. Gary Byrne, Crisis of Character. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall joins us this hour. So glad to have her join us. She has a BS degree in biochemistry from Blackburn College. She got her JD from the University of Florida. And she is a former Russian linguist with the U.S. Army. She worked for several years as a state prosecutor, 2 years with a prominent law firm defending religious liberty and First Amendment rights. We are so pleased to have her join us today. The website, Chris, K-R-I-S, A-N-N-E, Hall, .com, ChrisAnnHall.com. Chris, so good to have you back on the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. I am pleased and honored to be here.
Well, thank you so much. My goodness, we just don't have a whole lot to talk about, do we?
No, never.
I mean, with the way things are happening now, I mean, it's like everything is extra constitutional. Everything is outside the limits of what they should be, bordering on being just criminal and illegal. I mean, I don't know where we start, honestly. Let's talk about where you see things today, where you see the world and what you see as probably the major issue that is impacting us all.
The major issue that is impacting us all today is this federal siren song that is luring the people of America away from the solutions to getting the federal government out of control. This fatal attraction love affair that we have with the federal government that is being fueled right now by this searching for a presidential messiah to fix what's wrong within Washington D.C. is so distracting from the real solutions to the real problem. There is no one that is going to be elected to the office of the executive that is going to fix Washington, D.C. And this idea that we have in America that the president is the leader of America is so destructive to our liberty. Joyce, the president is not the leader of America, and he was never supposed to be. At best, the president is the leader of the military, but only when there's a formal declaration of war. And most Americans don't realize, Joyce, that the last time we had a formal declaration of war was World War II.
Wow.
Which means every single military action that we have had since World War II has been completely and totally unconstitutional. I mean, think about this, Joyce. The president cannot make agreements with foreign countries at all. And he can only make treaties with foreign countries with two-thirds consent of the Senate. The president does not appoint justices or cabinet members. He has the power to nominate, and only do these nominees get appointed with two-thirds of the Senate. The president doesn't have the unilateral authority to do much of anything. And so when we look to a presidential messiah, or in the alternative, Joyce, we point fingers at Barack Obama and blame him for all the problems, it's because we don't understand how the Constitution operates, how the federal government is supposed to operate, and that the real culprits for the destruction of Washington, D.C. lie within the Congress and not within the office of the executive.
It lies within the Congress. I'll tell you, I'm so glad to hear you say that, to bring us back to where we need to be, because this idea that, you know, one president is going to do it all, or that Trump is going to be able to absolutely, you know, turn everything upside down and shake it and it'll all be better then, it's just not going to happen. I'm so glad to hear you say that. So the question is, what is the president really supposed to be doing? Let's start with that point. What is he supposed to be doing?
Well, the general purpose of the president of the United States is to be an ambassador on behalf of the state to in foreign affairs. That's his only purpose. He is to be the person who organizes the military for our common defense upon a declaration of war. He is the negotiator of treaties on behalf of the state to make agreements with foreign governments. And so as long as we understand that every single thing that the president is supposed to be doing surrounds this idea of foreign affairs and representing the state in those duties, then we can understand what the power of the president really is. You know, I saw a clip from Megyn Kelly's show on Fox where she had an expert, a Fox News expert on the Constitution, come on, and this Fox News expert told the Fox audience and Megyn Kelly that he said, after all, we know that the founders of our Constitution created our president in the executive office with even greater power than a king. And that's simply not true. As a matter of fact, in Federalist 69, Alexander Hamilton explains that the president was actually created with less power than a king on purpose. But because we have Congress, who is unwilling to do their job and continually transferring legislative power to the executive, we have established the president as a king unconstitutionally.
You know, this is just like totally opposite of what we have heard before. I mean, people have gotten so into the government will take care of me, and it's their job to take care of me, and he can do anything with a pen and a phone, and I mean, executive order this and that. We have gotten lulled into that idea. So how do we now reverse that? How do we now change this journey that we're on with the people? I mean, they are like, I mean, they're just lapdogs now to the two-party system.
Right. We have devolved into a monopolistic duopoly, which has pretty much created a monarchy, a kingdom-style mentality, not just simply in Washington, D.C., but in the minds of the people. Americans actually believe, many, many Americans, not all, but many Americans believe what Megyn Kelly's errant experts said. I mean, Megyn Kelly actually agreed with the expert that our president was created with greater power than the king. And the unfortunate reality is that that's what many Americans believe. And the only solution to that problem is a revolution of the mind of the people. Joyce, it's why I do what I do. Let's see, I just completed a teaching tour in Idaho, where I finished my 161st event this year.
Whoa!
The Constitution and the proper application of that Constitution to maintain limited government. And the only way we're going to change this, Joyce, is if we educate the people and liberate their minds. And we've got to overcome decades of errant teaching and the current infiltration of media-led bias to federal supremacy, and that's on all sides of the rail. So you have conservative Republican-type media and liberal progressive Democrat-type media that are all preaching the federal supremacy doctrine and the idea that the federal government is going to fix itself is an error. We are never going, Washington, D.C. is never going to fix itself. It was never going to fix itself, but right now it's so broken that's not even possible. And our framers didn't even want us to use the federal government to fix the federal government. What they wanted us to use was the sovereignty of the states. The states created the federal government, and the states are supposed to be controlling the federal government.
How do we get the states to understand their responsibility? Because, I mean, before we can get to all the people, we're going to have to get to the people that head up all the states to be able to get their support and their direction in this. How does that happen? I mean, are you going to have to go from state to state and do 161 programs in each state to get that to happen?
Well, I sure hope not, because the message, I mean, we are in every single year, we are in almost half of the states, and each year we're doing new states. So eventually we will get all 50, but, you know, I don't have to teach everybody, because when the lessons that I teach are taught, what we do is we arm the people with the truth to teach themselves. So the message is supposed to be spreading, and that's exactly what's happening. And we know that's happening because every group, every year that we travel, our numbers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I think one of the things is that we have to do is shed this sort of anthropomorphism of the word government or the word state. No, states don't do anything. People in government do things. And so we need to isolate people, and we need to concentrate on the fact that people are doing the right things and people are doing the wrong things. So we identify those in government that are doing the right things, and we encourage them, and we get them to do more right things. And we identify those in government who are doing the wrong things, and we educate them in the right things. And if they refuse to do the right things, then we remove them from office. This is not a people versus government thing, and that's the mentality that makes us feel overwhelmed. This is a people controlling people that they've elected in government. And we must recognize that we are not a reflection of our government, Joyce. The people of the government is a reflection of its people.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back with Attorney Chris Ann Hall. Wow, what an amazing concept. We'll be right back. 4 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Power Hour. Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, just like Chris Ann Hall. She goes around the country making these, doing these programs on constitutional law, and you can contact her at chrisannhall.com. Just go to the guest section, and her website is there. Just to tell you quickly, Gary Byrne mentioned to me that he probably will be on Lou Dobbs tonight, or he may be on Lou Dobbs tonight if you'd like to see him on Fox Business. You know, the subject of what we can do or what needs to be done, everybody's got their idea, and everybody wants to say that their idea is better, and they want to divide people if they don't agree. And I am so into this solution aspect of things and trying to figure out how do we accomplish this major, huge job of turning people back to the accountability of their own actions, of getting involved in their state level and doing what needs to be done to right the wrongs. Now, this is huge because, like, everybody's running down the rabbit trails of the DNC and the RNC. I mean, it's that doesn't even have anything to do with real life. Chris Ann, how do you see this coming together of what we can do, how we can do it? Is there anything we can support, organization, groups? I know I've been very interested in America Again, AmericaAgain.net, trying to find what is the answer, because a lot of our people are very motivated, want to do the right thing, they just don't know what to do.
Well, I think that what we need to do is listen to what the founders intended us to do, because the founders of our constitutional republic studied human nature. They knew government and they studied history a whole lot more than we do. They actually anticipated the probability that over time the federal government would leave its limited and defined box. And so they put in writing the solutions to making that, to getting the federal government back under control and to the state government to make sure that federal government was limited and defined. I wrote a book called Sovereign Duty. And in that book, Sovereign Duty, I outline the plan that the framers had in getting the federal government under control. Sovereign Duty is not an opinion-based book. It is a fact-based book. It is a history-based book. As a matter of fact, every quote and every document that I use is cited in the back of the book to its original, full, complete, original source text. So I'm giving you all my research, not only to help you understand why it is the way it is, but to make every person who reads that book an expert on how to get the federal government under control. And the book's not written like a legal treatise, okay? So this is not written for lawyers or for a legal publication. This is written as our Constitution is written so that every single person who reads it can understand it and apply the mechanisms that are supposed to be applied. And here's the problem. We are chasing our tails in America, like you said, because we don't know what we're supposed to be doing because we're not asking the right questions. And we've been taught for so long, Joyce, that the Constitution is arbitrary and that there's no way to understand it. How do we find a group that is teaching and advocating for the truth of the Constitution when Americans don't even have the proper litmus, the proper measuring stick to make sure that that group is actually constitutional and is actually giving us constitutional solutions? And that's why my book, Sovereign Duty, gives you that measuring stick so that the measure is not arbitrary, but is actually just as static and just as principally based as the Constitution itself.
And the book can be obtained by at Amazon. There is a paperback. There's a Kindle version, wireless version that you can get, and I would encourage you to do that. Just out of curiosity, why the X on Sovereign Duty on the front of the book, Chris Ann?
Because because it references the 10th Amendment. It's the 10 in Roman numerals. And
got it.
The 10th Amendment in which the state designs the federal government in being limited and then declares every power not delegated to the federal government is reserved to the state.
Got it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I want to remind you, we've got some amazing books at the Power Mall, The Statin Disaster. If you are taking a statin drug or know someone else who is, please, please, please read this book first before you continue. Original Intent, a DVD by James Yeager. How the Democrats and Republican parties are destroying the American dream. I think it goes a little deeper than that, but that's really an interesting documentary. The CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists, available at the Power Mall. And we're going to be talking about mind control this week with a doctor who actually has been involved with some people that have been mind controlled. Also, the clay is 20% off. And we're talking about the dry clay, the wet clay. It's amazing what clay will do. I couldn't be without it with all these chiggers, I got to tell you. The Aqua Sun Ozone Machine is on special. Now, the Nature Clean Machine that I use to clean all my vegetables, I use it several times a day, and I've used it for, I think I've had mine for 10 years. It's an amazing machine, and it is on special at the Power Mall. And the little personal air purifier that has ozone available at the Power Mall on special. And Sandor Katz, who will be joining us talking about fermentation this week. Dandelion leaf, taco seasoning, and the onion soup and dip mix, these are all organic, are on special at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Also, during the break, Chris Ann Hall, our guest today, attorney, constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall, told me that the book is cheaper at her website, chrisannhall.com. As I noticed, it was $44 at Amazon. So please go to her website, Sovereign Duty. And I've asked her if she will come back on the show and talk just about sovereign duty. So we'll do another show on that. So attorney Chris Ann Hall, thank you so much for joining us today. And we are so thrilled that you're sharing this information. I actually forgot where we were when we went to the break, but let's talk about what it is in the solution arena that we can all do.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we need to remind Americans is that political parties are not government. Political parties are private corporate clubs. So the Republican Party is a private corporate club, and the Democratic Party are private corporate clubs. And it's why everybody had no reason to get outraged over the primaries and how they were running. Because private corporate clubs are entitled to run their elections based on their bylaws and how their rules are written. And so, and primaries are not a civic function, Joyce. Primaries are private corporate clubs electing those people who will represent the private corporate club in the general election. And so what we have now is a situation where we believe that these private corporate clubs are actually government, so much to the extent that we allow these private corporate clubs to dictate to us how, when, where, and what we vote on. And because we have become this monopolistic duopoly of parties, we now have private corporate clubs that create law. Because if you think about that, we have politicians in Washington, D.C., and even on the state level, who will refuse to support a bill, whether it's right or not, based on party partisanship. And they, oh, I won't do that because the Republicans did that, or I won't do that because the Democrats do that. And I believe this is what perpetrates this mentality that the president is the leader of America, because we have become ruled by political parties. We now have a situation where the president, although not the leader of America, is the leader of the political party. And it's why the politicians are always fighting to get a majority in the House and a majority Senate and to have the president in their office, because it's all about political power. And Americans are not going to fix what's wrong with Washington, D.C. until they understand that Washington, D.C. is broken. You know, the interesting thing is, Joyce, that Article 1, Section 7 puts the power of the purse in the hands of the House alone. It says that the Senate may offer amendments, but that's, in legal language, that's permissory, which means the Senate doesn't have to offer amendments. Constitutionally speaking, Joyce, the Senate has no filibuster power over a budget whatsoever. If the Senate doesn't like the budget and the House does, it's too bad. The budget stands. And under Article 1, Section 7, the president has no authority whatsoever to veto a budget, has no authority to disagree with a budget. And there's absolutely even no mention of the president in Article 1, Section 7 for the budgetary purposes. And James Madison explains that this was done on purpose. They purposely vested all this power in the House because they said the power of the purse was the most effective tool by which the people would control the government. And since the House is the direct representatives of the people, that was the only place that power should rest. And so what that means is that if our conservative majority in the House really hated everything that the federal government or that the executive branch is doing, if they really hated Obamacare, if they really hated amnesty, if they really hated all the stuff that Obama is doing, like they run their mouths and pretend like they do, they could defund all of that today if they wanted to with a simple majority vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure could. I mean, it's just, it is a game, but it's a very expensive game played at the, I guess it is an event that keeps people captured as long as they want to capture it and as long as they want to keep people nailed down. I mean, it's just beyond belief where we are with people watching this every single second and their life determining where they're going to go, what they're going to do by that.
I haven't watched a single second of it, to be honest.
Good for you.
I don't need any more dog and pony drama in my life. And I have a radio show that I
Please.
Do 6 days a week on, yeah. I do 5 days a week, and I'm on Genesis Communications Network
yes.
on Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Time. And so I've got, I have plenty, surprisingly enough, I have plenty of material to talk about and never talk about the convention.
Yeah.
Because it is this sort of, like I said, it's a siren song, addiction to drama. It's nothing but mm-hmm. real TV. And it does nothing but perpetrate a scam on the people of America that all of this is more important than it really, really is.
Yes,
and
yes.
we have stuff going on that's absolutely insane in our government that is being ignored because the mainstream media won't cover it anywhere. There was a rancher in Montana just last week who was sentenced by a federal judge, a 77-year-old veteran of the United States military who is a rancher, was sentenced to 15 months in prison for violating the Clean Air and Water Act by building stock ponds on his land when stock ponds are specifically exempted from the Clean Air and Water
goodness.
Act.
How can that happen?
Well, because they're kangaroo courts. You have a federal court that is run by the EPA trying people on crimes alleged by the EPA. And so this man had permission from his local government. He had an exemption from the federal statute itself, reminding ourselves that the EPA does not constitutionally exist and no power has been delegated to the federal government to control our land or our natural resources, and then understand that not only was he in this federal court with a federal judge and a federal prosecutor based on federal law, he was appointed a federal public defender who, in my humble opinion, operated in complete dereliction of duty and negligence of his duty to his clients. He paid for a professional environmental agency to come in and determine whether Mr. Johnson had, his name is John. Is it Johnson? I don't remember. What is it? Robertson. His name is Robertson, and paid for Mr. Robertson to have this expert do a survey on his land. The expert's report found that there was no damage, because the EPA was alleging that this man's stock ponds were contaminating water 60 miles away, a river that was 60 miles away. And the expert's report, paid by his attorney, determined that that was not true, but also determined that the stock pond was actually beneficial to the local environment. And his attorney, the public defender appointed to him, refused to present that report to the court and said, well, it's really the EPA's report that is more reliable.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anything that can be done? I mean, this is just, he was railroaded. I mean, it's fraudulent. Is it a fraudulent
it is.
Indictment?
Well, Well, the whole system, this whole federal system is broken like that. And Mr. Robertson is not the only one. This is happening all over the country. It is primarily focused within the western states, but it is happening everywhere. Bonner County, Idaho, has seen massive attacks by the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, only to be completely supported by the federal court. And we wonder why our farmers and ranchers in the West are getting completely fed up. It's because the federal government is stealing their land. It's the federal government making the rules and then rewriting the rules as they go along to expand their power and steal property from the people. And the only way this is going to be fixed, Joyce, is if the people start getting a proper perspective on the proper role of government and the proper role and duty of the federal government. I am not opposed to protected land. I am not opposed to conservation of land. As a Christian, I believe that God gave us this land to be good stewards over, and that it's irresponsible, unbiblical, and it makes us bad stewards of our land to destroy our environment. However, that power was never delegated to the federal government. It was a power that's reserved to the states. So there should be no national parks. There should be state parks. There should be no national conservation. There should be state conservation. And the people are competent enough to manage their own land. And we just need to wake up and realize it.
I want to open up the phone lines because I know there's a lot of people that would like to talk to you. And number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you'd like to talk to constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall. I cannot understand how this could go through a court system. I mean, are they going to appeal it? Is this man going to get, I mean, is anybody there to help him? Or is he just, it's just, oh, it's done, it's over, and he's going to be in jail for 15 months?
No, well, here, the good news is that he can appeal it. He needs some attorneys who are willing to step up and help him. The reason he has a public defender is because he cannot afford to hire his own attorney. Now the federal government, in addition to the 15 months in prison, is going to make him pay over $130,000 to the federal government for damage that never happened. And so we need some attorneys who are willing to step up and help these people and help them facilitate an appeal. I can't do that. There's no way for me to be able to take up a case. Then it's not my expertise anyway. And we need people who are understanding in this expertise that are willing to do this. We need people in the community who are educated, who will stand up and actually protest this court and this judge. See, the problem is that the federal government has circumvented the Constitution by creating administrative law courts. And these administrative law courts are courts that are run by the executive agency, where the attorneys are paid by the executive agency, the judge is paid by the executive agency, and now they've gone one step further, Joyce. They have started a trend. They take judges out of retirement to handle these controversial cases because a judge who is actually retired is accountable to no one.
Oh, my goodness.
He cannot be removed. He cannot be impeached. Well, I guess he can be impeached, but Congress hasn't impeached anybody in so long that it's practically a scarecrow. It has absolutely no power. Impeachment has no power at all. And he has no accountability with the people because he's retired.
I just am sickened by this story, for sure. I mean, there's so many like that is what concerns me. Yes. Let me go to Helen in Georgia. Helen in Georgia, you're on the air with our guest today, Chris Ann Hall. Go ahead, please, Helen.
Oh, hey. I was actually holding for your prior guest, but I was so excited to hear Chris Ann was on because I recently found her show within this past year and just love your show. She has given so much valuable information, and I just want to say thank you to her for what she is doing to educate us and, you know, wake us up. The case that she's just talking about, what a joke when our federal government has military planes up there that are spraying out toxic waste, you know, over the entire planet. And they've got the nerve to complain about this man having some stock ponds, saying that this is damaging to the environment. And I'm
well, yeah, you can remember what the EPA did in Colorado. The EPA was responsible for contaminating an entire river in Colorado. We don't even, the corporate media is not even talking about it. And nobody, it was a blip on the screen. Oh my goodness, the EPA ignored the warnings of the environmental experts and poured toxic chemicals in a river in Colorado, turning the entire river orange. And now nobody talks about it, but yet we can have ranchers and farmers who are operating under the law being thrown into prison because the EPA wants to control all our land.
I know. Oh. It's amazing. Well, and I just wanted to leave you with my favorite statement from Thomas Jefferson, which is, I predict future happiness for America if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. And I have that pasted in the back windshield of my car and drive around with that everywhere. So,
thank you very much, Helen. Good job. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you, Helen, for your encouragement. Joyce, you know, I just want to let everybody know that I do teach all over the country. I teach high school, middle school students. I teach college students. I teach religious liberty in the churches. I teach adult groups. I have classes for state legislators, county commissioners.
I don't know how you do it. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with our guest, Chris Ann Hall. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Our guest is Chris Ann Hall, and Sovereign Duty is the name of a book she has written at her website, chrisannhall.com. I'm going to have her come back on and have her talk just about that book. I think that would be really important for us to address. And we're taking callers. Now, Chris, is there anything you want to add quickly before we go to the guests? Callers, we've got a bunch of people waiting to talk to you.
Sure. I just want to let everybody know that the classes that I teach, I have no speaking fees. And I don't make any groups compensate me for my expenses. So if they want me to come and teach, it's not going to cost them anything to have me come. So all they have to do is go to the website, chrisannhall.com, and fill out a speaking request form, and we will get them on the schedule.
Girl, how do you do this? How can you travel all over the country? That costs money.
I have a good God, and I believe that God is the author of my liberty. I believe that I am obligated to stand for the gifts of God, and I also trust that when God gives a gift and we stand for it, He always provides. We have people who donate to us every single day, once a month, once a year. We have people, and the books that we sell online keep us moving.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, I want to encourage you all to do the right thing. If you have her come and speak to your church or school or whatever, do the right thing and support her in this so she can do more of it, please. ChrisAnnHall.com. She is an amazing teacher, as you can tell. All right, let's go to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on the air with Chris Ann Hall. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was wanted to hear more about the Ninth Amendment. I was taught the Ninth Amendment is the preamble to the Tenth Amendment, and nobody ever talks about it. All the rights are applicable to the citizens through the Ninth Amendment.
Let's have her address the Ninth Amendment then.
The Ninth Amendment is the most important clause in the entire Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's the Ninth Amendment that makes us a republic and not a kingdom. It's the Ninth Amendment that declares that all the rights in the universe belong to the people. And it's the Tenth Amendment that reinforces that by declaring that only power is delegated to government. And so what we need to understand is that the purpose of the Bill of Rights was to remind us of our inalienable rights. And to keep government from redefining our inalienable rights or to assuming a power over our rights, the Ninth Amendment was incorporated into the Bill of Rights to remind the people that whether the rights are written down or not, they still belong to the people and that they are not subject to government regulations.
All right.
I can't add anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Tom. Let's go to Paul in West Virginia. Go ahead, please, quickly, Paul.
With the both of you, would you agree, Ms. Hall, that the solutions that you put forward are predicated on parts of the system actually doing what they were constitutionally mandated to do, i.e. the courts and the states and the state legislatures?
Go ahead, say another word, because I'm not sure I completely understand
what you're saying. The reason I ask that question is I'm under the belief, having worked in the government, that we are being run by a mafia system, that there is only one party, just like the Soviet Union's party through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that we are co-opted at every level through both the political parties, the Bar Association, and these private groups that the oligarchs have created.
Okay, the condition of the constitutional republic is that the people remain vigilant and in control. The problem is not the system. The problem is that the people have failed in their duty to control the government.
Okay, we are out of time. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, Chris Ann Hall. Amazing teacher. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sorry we couldn't get to the last caller. I apologize. We will be back tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about mind control. You don't want to miss it. Chris Ann, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to having you on again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Have a blessed day, everyone. It's all about the truth. Yeah, bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. And we love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.